It said here about 15 lines from the bottom of 609 that fairness, ma'am, it will never come to no good. In other words, Arthur's efforts to be overly fair will just backfire on him. Sometimes you have to be an idiot to make things work right. Mordred engenders fear, and he is there spying on him, and he is slowly going mad, and they blame it on his mother, always a popular endeavor, and that she really lives on through him, just the way he walks, the way he talks, even the dog he has likens back to his mother. And so we're just moving on to the ultimate catastrophe here, and Mordred is going to precipitate it by alleging that Arthur's dead and wanting to marry Gwen. He says, as he chats to her after he sends Agnes off on 614, "Suppose I were to tell you," he asks, stroking the pug, "that I had a letter this morning that Arthur and Lancelot are dead." Of course, this isn't true, but this is what he's going to allege and say a lot of people will want to believe it. Arthur consistently is referred to as what? The just and noble king.